Here's your top two at two on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Well, number one, President Trump says he will not sign the bipartisan housing affordability bill that is due to become law tonight. Now, if he vetoes it, it's out momentarily. If he does nothing, then it actually goes into law. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The 21st Century Road to Housing Act would exempt certain projects from environmental reviews, expand financing for affordable housing, and restrict large institutional investors from owning more than 350 single-family homes. It passed in both houses with scant opposition. But President Trump says he won't sign it, quote, in protest of the Senate's refusal to pass the voter ID and citizenship requirements of the Save America Act. If he doesn't veto the bill by midnight, it will become law without his signature. That sort of thing hasn't happened in nearly a decade.
It originally passed with immense bipartisan support. I mean, this was an 85-5 vote in the Senate and a 358-32 vote in the House. So overwhelmingly, people were in favor of this. Lawmakers possess the margins necessary to override a presidential veto should that come later today.
Number two, the family of the Mississippi teenager whose body was found off a barrier island and is demanding answers and calling for an independent autopsy. Nolan Wells was last seen on July 4th celebrating the holiday with friends out on a boat near Horn Island. That's when police say Wells disappeared and his remains were found in the water a couple days later. Christine Wansley is Wells' mother, and she tells Good Morning America that the family needs justice.
At the end of the day, I would hope any parent would fight for their kids to find out if anything happened, what did happen. So we just want honesty and transparency. We want a thorough investigation. We want that same respect that would be given to anybody else, and that's it. We just want answers.
The family discovered that text messages were deleted from Wells' phone. Additionally, Wells' cell phone was returned to his father, meaning he did not have it with him when he vanished. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is currently treating the investigation as active and ongoing, and no foul play has been officially suspected.